take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, September 15th, and this, excuse me, October 15th. This year has flown by. And this is the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex today is Owen Schroyer, but you will be hearing from Alex in the next two segments, as well as live Skyping into the show. Many people may be new to InfoWars and InfoWars.com and the Alex Jones Show. And what may have landed you here was our coverage of the Las Vegas massacre. And much like what landed me here about 5 years ago was the fact that something you saw in the news media or something you saw during an investigation of a crime didn't smell right, didn't feel right, and you just didn't feel like you were getting the truth. And so you searched for the truth, and then you ended up here. And then you see what we've done politically, and then you want to stay here and be a part of something that's actually changing the world. So for me, the Las Vegas massacre is just another example of the establishment not getting away with it. They're not getting away with whatever's going on in Hollywood anymore. Look at Weinstein. Look at who else is collapsing. It's not just him. Look at what's going on with NFL ratings down. Don't be surprised if tomorrow you see the same stories of NFL ratings down again today. Look at Hillary Clinton, the candidate that they tried to shove down our throats. Tried to brainwash America into just accepting Hillary Clinton before she even got elected. We completely rebuked that. And no one is believing the official narrative of the Las Vegas shooting. And so we've got more updates from Alex Jones on the other side of this upcoming break here from all of his sources, the story that he reported first that they're trying to cover up, and all of the eyewitness testimonies that just completely debunk what we're hearing from the official narrative. And one point that Alex Jones is going to make when we come back from break here is you will notice, radio listeners, you can watch us at InfoWars.com/show. You will notice the distinct body language different, the distinct tone of the voice difference in Sheriff Lombardo from when this began and his press conference last Friday. So you're going to hear from Alex Jones on the other side of all the updates on the Vegas cover-up. I don't think we're going to get anything more from the FBI and this official investigation. They'll probably release some commission, a la 9/11 commission, Warren commission, and the official story will be that Stephen Paddock did this all by himself. That's what they're going to go with. That's what they're going to bank on. And it doesn't matter that nobody's buying it. It doesn't matter that we already know about Operation Northwoods. It doesn't matter that we know about the Gulf of Tonkin. It doesn't matter that we know about the underwear bomber, that we know about all of this, that we have the FBI and the CIA sources that even come on this show and tell you what they do and how they do it. But they aren't getting away with the Vegas massacre. So we'll have all the updates on that, probably take your phone calls. A crazy story. Apple diversity chief apologizes for saying white people can be diverse. We'll give you an update on that. The California wildfires are still ongoing. Death toll at 40 now. That's terrible. Bannon predicts Trump will win a blowout in 2020. Yeah, the Democrats are dead as far as I can tell. And then Trump is dismantling Obamacare right now. And of course, the left is crying about that. They don't understand that you can't virtue signal over Obamacare because we don't like Obamacare either. So on the other side, we'll be hearing from Alex Jones. Don't go anywhere.
Was green and good until the
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
This is the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex Jones today, I am Owen Schroyer. And if you're here, it's because you're looking for the truth. If you're here, it's because you're looking for the tip of the spear. If you're here, it's because you're not believing what the other are telling you. Now, this Las Vegas massacre has a lot of people opening their eyes, questioning the official narrative. Nobody's buying it. Sheriff Lombardo's body language and tone really tell a story. And breaking down that with his sources is Alex Jones. Here is an exclusive report from Alex Jones.
Las Vegas Sheriff Joe Lombardo, even the night of the shooting, was calm and composed. But in subsequent press conferences, he is agitated. He is scared. He acts like he is in fear of his life. And we're about to go to some of those press conference clips here in a moment. But then when you discover who's in control of this investigation, then you understand why he's so concerned and why my sources in federal law enforcement and others are concerned from what they know that the sheriff of Las Vegas is being threatened and that his life is in danger and that he could be suicided or arconsided at any time to cover up what really happened in Las Vegas.
There's been multiple phone calls and accusations or conjecture coming through social media that there's multiple shooters at other resorts that has been proven to be false.
7-9, I need medical for that caliber to come up to the North Valet.
She said there was no gunfire outside the Bellagio Hotel last night.
Teams be advised, now we're getting shots fired at Caesars and the Bellagio.
I don't want to give you a skewed timeline.
I do believe that there was 100% more than one shooter.
It sounded like a gang battle. It sounded like overlapping fire.
We got reports of a guy with a gun here. 705 Victor, what's your location? We're at the Paris. Copy, is a male on the 413 at the Paris. Let me go to 413 at Paris.
Is that reported or confirmed?
Got people running and we got security point trying to point out where the gunman is and we can't find him.
Yeah, so there was a lady who pushed her way forward into the concert venue into the first row, and she started messing with another lady and told us that we are all going to die tonight. It was about 45 minutes before the shots were actually fired.
There is no conspiracy between the FBI, between LVMPD, and the MGM. And a couple of these items I will read from the narrative, because I don't want my comments to be construed or changed. So I wanted to ensure the accuracy of that. But most of this conference will be done strictly through my narrative provided to you. Okay? The dates of the 25th versus the 28th. This was not breaking news, no matter who believed it to be so in this form. We were aware of the discrepancy of the 28th versus the 25th in the early parts of this investigation. What we weren't aware of is why the date of the 28th was utilized in the early portion of this, as I was provided this information as part of the person registered in the suspect's room. So, there is no conspiracy between the FBI, between LVMPD, and the MGM. Nobody is attempting to hide anything, reference this investigation. The dynamics and the size of this investigation requires us to go through voluminous amounts of information in order to draw an accurate picture. My attempt, like I stated earlier, is to give you information as I know it, unverified, to calm the public, not to establish a legal case. Everybody understand that? No question, sir.
Las Vegas Sheriff Joe Lombardo is running scared. InfoWars was the first on Monday morning October 2nd, 2017, to report to the world, according to our FBI sources, that they found inside the reported shooter's hotel room at Mandalay Bay ISIS and Antifa paraphernalia. The news is lying. FBI HRT did the hit on the guy, and they found Antifa information in the room and photos of the woman in the Middle East. So he did not kill himself. The FBI hostage rescue team killed him because he was firing on them. So he did not want to be taken alive. And reportedly he did it. And it was Antifa crap everywhere. And other things I'm not supposed to mention. That is directly from the hostage rescue team, by the way, Paul.
And now the sheriff, after being threatened by the FBI, is having to double down and push the official story. This is after he signaled in the first week that there's no doubt that the mass shooter had help and that he'd clearly been radicalized.
I don't know if we have possible future prosecution. You heard me say that we're comfortable that we have the suspect in custody, but something more may come of that investigation. And I want to understand the motivation that you describe, okay, to prevent any future incidents. And, you know, did this person get radicalized unbeknownst to us? And we want to identify that source.
What we do know for 100% certainty is this. There is a massive cover-up that is now ongoing. The Sheriff's Department, under the control of the FBI and a Robert Mueller protege known for his corruption in law enforcement, have blocked conservative and independent press from the latest press conferences. On top of that, we've now learned from the victims and survivors that all of their cell phones were scooped up and everything was downloaded and then erased when it was given back to them. And other victims have been threatened to remove their videos from YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms. In fact, some of the victims that survived, who reportedly saw two shooters, have now unexplainably died. Then we have Jesus Campos, the armed security guard at Mandalay, who a full 6 minutes before Paddock supposedly opens fire out of the window on the crowd is shooting hundreds of shots down the hallway at him. He was going to be interviewed by Sean Hannity on Friday, but now he's disappeared and no one knows where he is. Ladies and gentlemen, this cover-up is massive. ISIS took responsibility, and even AP admitted that when ISIS takes responsibility, almost always they are involved. And the media demonized me for even pointing out they'd taken responsibility, and that our sources said they found evidence that Mr. Paddock and his girlfriend had traveled to the Middle East. Days later, it was confirmed that he and his girlfriend had traveled many times to the Middle East. InfoWars broke that information, yet again showing our sources are real and accurate inside the FBI.
Let me back up just a minute. In the early throes of this tragedy, I had advised each and every one of you that items of information were going to change. The dynamics of this investigation is far-reaching, it's wide, it's huge, and you can't expect exact answers in the early throes. My intent in the early throes were to give you the information to provide that calmness in the community to ensure that we didn't have a second player or a third player out hiding in the community intending to cause us harm.
We are doing a thorough investigation and only want to provide what is accurate to you. We will only give information that we have vetted and know to be true. I will not be speaking or answering questions on issues that we do not have the facts yet.
So we will get through that. I'm not giving you 100% satisfaction associated with what I'm going to give you today, because I think some of that's going to change. And we will not know that until we're completed with this investigation.
Again, let's be clear. We have uninjured survivors of the attack. 28-year-old women that just dropped dead, who are witnesses saying there's a cover-up.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Hey,
arms experts out there, special forces, you name it, saying clearly it's not a bump stock, it's a belt-fed light machine gun. We've got the FBI grabbing up all the surveillance footage and trying to keep it from getting on the internet, and then not releasing any of the footage from inside the casino Mandalay or from the attack that night. And then we've got the shadow of Robert Mueller. It's well known that he has stay-behind networks inside the FBI and to a great extent has control of the FBI to this day. And we have his protege, Aaron Rouse, known throughout the federal government as a very, very scary globalist operative in charge of this whole thing, glaring at the sheriff, who is clearly upset, clearly threatened, and clearly fearing for his life. This is beyond any Hollywood movie I've ever seen. This is critical. Our federal law enforcement sources cannot give us specific intel because it's classified. But when pressed, they told me Aaron Rouse, just like his boss Mueller before, covered up Islamic connections to terror attacks here in America before and basically ordered air marshals, FBI, you name it, to stop investigations. That's the info we've got, is that he is a specialist at covering up and basically enabling Islamic terror. That's really important when you see ISIS taking responsibility. And the FBI, before the bodies were even cold, Monday morning, saying, we rule this out, they weren't involved.
As this event unfolds, we have determined to this point no connection with an international terrorist group. As this investigation continues, we will continue to work with our partners to ensure that this is factually, thoroughly, and absolutely investigated to be able to bring comfort and peace back to this community.
Ladies and gentlemen, from our intel, they weren't just involved, they ran the whole operation. And this was supposed to kick off an entire cascade of attacks. We know there's a cover-up. The question is, what is the cover-up of?
There is no conspiracy between the FBI, between LVMPD and the MGM. Nobody is attempting to hide anything, reference this investigation.
We know there's a cover-up. The big issue here is this sheriff is like a deer in the headlights. And we know the official story is now a lie. And he's coming out and saying, no, 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 trust me, it's all true. Our timeline's correct, even though all the facts show it isn't. That's why now, more importantly than ever, it's up to we the people to get the word out online. And to realize that even YouTube and Facebook admit that they are censoring alternative views and research about this event. Because they don't want the independent press to continue to investigate. Those of us that questioned it on day one have now been proven right that there's a cover-up. That's why it's more important than ever that citizen journalists get involved now, especially knowing the corrupt history of the FBI, especially under the Clintons and Obama, of helping orchestrate and then cover up events like we just saw in Vegas. The good news is they were trying to use this ISIS attack to go after our Second Amendment. But because intrepid investigators and citizen journalists exposed it from day one, they've suddenly dropped all their gun control and want this story to go away. I know here at InfoWars, we're not going to let it go away. And I know out there on the ground across this country, you're not going to let it go as well. I'm Alex Jones. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. You need to pray for the sheriff, because he's clearly crying out for help in all of his mannerisms, in all of his body language. And that head FBI agent in charge with his background and his MO is clearly there intimidating him and controlling what comes out. It's time for the American people to stand up and demand the truth. We're still facing a lot of corrupt forces that are dug in and entrenched. But the good news is, in 2017, everybody's got a camera and people are documenting. And there's no way when you do something in public like this to cover it up.
And so here we are on the Alex Jones Show. And here you are at InfoWars.com/show. Yeah, and it's just amazing because I've seen this before, but it's just watching that again, seeing the sheriff's body language change over time, especially on that last clip when he's talking about there is no conspiracy, there we aren't hiding anything. It's really the first time of any press conference where he's distinctively just looking straight down and talking the whole time. Usually he's making eye contact, looking up, seeming confident. And that was the first time where he couldn't even look up. Hmm. And anybody who does body language analysis would tell you that means that you're lying when you can't make eye contact. Now, again, Alex talks about how it's the FBI agent that's kind of domineering over his shoulder. And it's always felt that way. Just staring him down. Stern. And also, the FBI agent never took questions. He never really revealed anything much, honestly. And he was supposedly in charge of the investigation. I mean, where has Agent Rouse, Agent Ruse, where has his investigation led? What have we discovered? Nothing. Nothing. Just Stephen Paddock shot people from that window. Did he run back and forth? We don't even know that. They don't even tell us anything about the two windows. We get nothing. Yeah, and America's not buying it. America's not buying it one bit. So I want to take calls from the audience. Now, we've got some other news that we'll get to, too. But I just want to see where your thoughts are here as we're about 2 weeks. Wow, are we really 2 weeks removed from this? 1-877-789-ALEX. 1-877-789-ALEX. And just what do you think is going on with this? Where do you think this goes next? I think they're done and they're just going to release some official commission and they've already given us the official story. But if you've been following InfoWars for a while, you know that we've expanded our live broadcasting. We are now live 10 hours a day, and that's thanks to you going to InfoWarsStore.com and buying our products. We've got a lot of great specials going on right now. A super combo special, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium for 40% off right now. That is the super combo 40% off special. You get the BioTrue Selenium and the Survival Shield X2, two great products, two highly rated products. That special itself has a 4.9 star rating. Just that special. That's not even the products individually, which I know are both highly rated, but the special itself has a 4.9 star review with over 430 reviews. So take advantage of that special that's 40% off right now when you go to InfoWarsStore.com. Also, 40% off, Secret 12. That is our vitamin B12 proprietary formula at InfoWarsStore.com. That is also 40% off. All kinds of specials at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you buy from InfoWarsStore.com, you fund the tip of the spear and the people who are not afraid to question the official narrative. We'll be right back with your calls and more of The Alex Jones Show.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Did you know that eyewitness reports are saying that there were shootings at the Bellagio the same night as the Vegas massacre? You don't hear that on the television news. You don't hear that in the press conferences by the Las Vegas Police Department and the FBI. And another thing I just realized when we were watching the report from Alex Jones playing those clips, Laura Loomer was not allowed into the Friday press conference. She had been allowed in previously. She was not allowed into Friday's, and I realize it now because Sheriff Lombardo brought up the timeline change of Paddock's arrival between the 25th and the 28th. And if Loomer was in there, she probably would have started screaming and raising hell, and they couldn't have that on national television. So that's why Loomer got banned, and it was obvious watching that for the third time and finally connecting those dots there. But yes, that's right. There were reports of shooters at Bellagio, and you also heard it in the police scanner tape of possible shooters at Bellagio. And I can't even remember, but there was a video that I covered on Friday that was a SWAT team. But I don't remember if that was going through the Bellagio or the Tropicana. So I'm going to have to actually relook into that. But regardless, Here is an interview of eyewitnesses at the Bellagio reporting shooters at the Bellagio.
What happened on Sunday night caught the world by surprise, and you were there in Vegas, but you weren't at the concert. So if you could just start walking the audience through where you were at, what you were doing, and what transpired while you were there.
Well, you know, first of all, I think what needs to be said is that, you know, there were, from my perspective and what I know, there were multiple events that occurred around Las Vegas up and down the strip that night. It wasn't just, you know, centralized at Mandalay as it has sort of been put forward in all the stories that people are hearing. I mean, if I were to kind of say one statement about everything I'm about to talk about, it's, you know, my wife and I, we were in Vegas celebrating our 10th year anniversary. And on October 1st, we were involved in an incident with an active shooter at the Bellagio. And there's no mistake in my mind about that. This is something that happened, and we were there. So we were leaving. We had just seen the Cirque du Soleil show at the Bellagio there. It closed just after, I believe, about 11 o'clock, you know, just outside of 11, maybe about 11:10 local time. And we were walking through the casino. My wife stopped off to use the washroom. And then we decided we were going to continue through the lobby of the Bellagio. There's the beautiful ceiling, the flowers sculpture that's on the ceiling. And then they've got like a conservatory, like a gardens on the other side of the lobby there. So we crossed through the lobby under the famous flower sculpture, and we entered the conservatory. And at that point, you know, people were standing around. Everybody had like cocktails in hand. They were kind of just hanging out. It was a very kind of jovial atmosphere at that point. You know, a big show had just let out. A lot of the audience had come out and sort of followed the same path. So people had just, they had a wonderful night, my wife and I included. And so we were taking photos in the conservatory. And all of a sudden, there was just like this crescendo of screams that started behind us in the lobby. And you could just hear screams. That's the first thing I heard were these screams. And then I heard somebody yell, there's a shooter, there's a shooter. And then I heard distinctly like five or six pops, like pop, 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 like unmistakably gunfire, unmistakably. It wasn't flip-flops on the floor. It wasn't, you know, the fountains outside. These were from right outside of that lobby area. And they were very distinct. I mean, I haven't been close enough to a gunshot previously to be able to conclusively say 100% that was gunfire. But in my mind, that's what a gun sounds like. From everything I've heard on, you know, on television and in the movies and things of that nature, that's a gunshot. Those were gunshots. So that happened, and that was about 11:20 when we heard the shots and the screams and people yelling, and then, as I said, somebody yelling that there was a shooter. So I reached back, because there were, at that point, you could just hear the screams and see hundreds of people coming towards us through the conservatory, through the lobby there. You could just see them coming. So I reached back, I grabbed onto my wife's hand, and you know, we just started moving. At that point, we didn't know what was happening. It was the unknown factor. Like, was there a team of people coming towards us? Was there one guy? Like, what was the actual event that had occurred? Like, who was shooting, and where were they coming from? So we just started running. We just started going along with everyone else. And I mean, I tell you, there's nothing, there's no scarier moment that I've experienced in my life, because I thought at that point, I was like, this is it. Like, how are we going to get out of this? Like, this is the end. Like, we're going to die here tonight.
So there is another eyewitness testimony, this one claiming shooter at the Bellagio after the Vegas massacre, after he said 11:20, that's over an hour after the official story says the shooting stopped from the Mandalay Bay into the Harvest 91 festival. Now, we also went back and found this video that I had covered previously. This is, we don't need to have the audio, but if you find the B-roll, there was also SWAT team. It was at the Tropicana. a very awkward, mind you, SWAT team going through the Tropicana around the same time of the Vegas massacre. And I say it's an awkward SWAT team because they're not in uniform, at least they're not matching. And it's very strange. There's these two gentlemen behind them and you think, okay, maybe that's private security for them, but then they break away from them at the end. There's a weird case they're talking about. He has a walkie-talkie, and then there's some weird guy in the middle with a stretcher. So again, I don't know. It's just more weirdness, more questions, and more things that it seems to be that they're covering up. And you would think that they would at least want to mention shooters at Bellagio, because you've heard the FBI and the Las Vegas Police Department both say, here's our tip line, call us. We want to hear from eyewitnesses. We want to hear from people that might have facts and details that can help in this investigation. But I don't know if that guest on the Confessionals podcast, reposted at Infowars.com, has spoken to the FBI or anyone investigating this. The eyewitnesses that I've spoken to have said no. In fact, I haven't. So I don't know. Do they try to call? Do they try to help with the investigation? Why wouldn't that person that was on the Confessionals podcast saying shooter at the Bellagio after the Mandalay Bay be of interest to the FBI and the Las Vegas Police Department? You would think that would be of high interest, and you would think that there would obviously be multiple eyewitnesses of that. But nothing. We don't hear anything. So we're going to take your calls on the other side. Mostly, it looks like people want to talk about Vegas. We've got some other news as well, including what Trump is doing to Obamacare. He is beginning to slash it. There are deadly wildfires still raging in California. The death toll is at 40. No one's talking about anything funky going on there, though, even though this is a wildfire, the likes of which has never been seen, and it started in 13 counties at the same time. So that's very strange. And then you have Apple showing its true colors. Apple diversity chief, whatever the heck a diversity chief is, this is only a job for the 21st century, folks, a diversity chief, apologizes for saying white people can be diverse. That's right. I'm sorry for saying white people can be diverse. That's right out of Apple, folks. Right out of loving Apple. White people can't be diverse. So who can be diverse? So everyone that's not white, so everyone that looks the same is diverse. I mean, what is this madness? Liberalism is a mental disorder. Don't go anywhere, folks. More of the Alex Jones Show. Your calls.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Filling in for Alex today, I'm Owen Schroyer. Steve Bannon, well, in last interview that was in Vanity Fair, said that he says Trump has a 30% chance of completing his first term in office. And then he said, I hate to break the news to Vanity Fair editor Graydon Carter and the good folks at Vanity Fair, but President Trump is not only going to finish this term, but he will win with 400 electoral votes in 2020. And it kind of makes you wonder the way he's responding to this, if he didn't put that news out there about a 30% chance of finishing his first term as a way of charging Trump's base. So here's what I decided to do. I'm just going to pull up the electoral map, and I'm actually going to map this out. So this is how it went. We've got the votes up right here right now of Trump's 306. So let's see here. I think Minnesota, I think he's going to change Minnesota. He's going to bring some manufacturing to Minnesota. So I'm going to give him those 10. Is this thing interactive, guys? Can we change the numbers on there? There we go. All right, so we'll make that red. Maine was already on the bubble. So let's give Maine. I think Maine will go red. Go ahead with Maine. Illinois is tough. I don't know if he can overwhelm Chicago. So we'll just leave that. I think New Mexico is going to go over. I think that people down there are going to see a nice strong border. And I think that that's going to be strong for Trump going forward. Colorado. That's debatable. If Trump comes around and, I mean, he's already said states' rights for marijuana. Well, let's just leave that. What are we at right now? Like 320 or something here? What are we at here? 324? Okay. Wow. This is going to be tough for Trump to pull 400. I don't know. Virginia? I think Virginia. I think he can pull Virginia, but even though that's laden with DC, Virginia. What about New York? You guys think he could win New York back there, crew? I mean, he's from New York. No, the crew is saying no. The crew is saying no way he can win New York. Well, here's Bannon. So 400, that's tough. He'd have to win New York or Illinois or perhaps both to get to 400. But that's what Bannon said. Here's a clip of Steve Bannon saying Trump will get 400 electoral votes.
Nationalist conservative revolt that's going on that drove Donald Trump to victory, that drove Judge Moore to victory, that will drive 15 candidates to victory in 2018. And I hate to break the news to Graydon Carter and the folks, good folks at Vanity Fair. But yes, President Trump's not only going to finish this term, he's going to win with 400 electoral votes in 2020.
So there's Steve Bannon saying he's going to win with 400 electoral votes in 2020. Well, I think that the Democrat Party, for all political purposes, is pretty much dead. The Republicans, I think, are going to win overwhelmingly in Congress in the midterms. And then I don't see any way Trump doesn't win again if he runs in 2020. And this is just the full-on rebuke of the establishment. It's not even about the Republican Party, because the Republican Party hasn't supported Trump really since day one. He's not getting any help from Paul Ryan, nothing from Mitch McConnell, nothing from John McCain. And even the GOP has not been with the Trump agenda step for step. So this is the full-on rebuke of the political establishment, with Trump as a beachhead and the face and voice of the movement. And so that's what President Trump has been. And I completely agree with Bannon as far as the stance. It will be a dominant victory for President Trump in 2020. Let's go to some of your calls. Guys, I can't see the caller list right now. If we could just remove that from the screen. And thank you very much. Let's start with Tony calling from New Jersey. Go ahead, Tony.
Yes, hello?
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I just want to bring a little bit of dose of reality into this conversation. Okay, what happened in Las Vegas, okay, is a twofold operation. One is to stage a civil war, okay? The second one is for the assassination of President Trump. That's a definite, okay? It's part of a coup d'etat operation against the presidency of the United States. And I'm going to tell you who the people that are running it. It's the deep state leftovers of Obama and Bush. That's why I don't say it's a Democratic deep state false flag. It's a deep state false flag because it's not even about parties. Democrat, Republican doesn't matter. They're all in the same team. They're all globalists. And they will cover up Trump's assassination, okay, in the Congress, in the Senate, and they will go for police state and take away the Second Amendment. That's exactly what it's all about.
Okay, well, you're not really, figure out how this leads back to the Vegas massacre. You're not really reporting anything new to us there, but how does that tie into the Vegas massacre?
Okay, well, this guy, Aaron Ross, that's running the cover-up, he's an appointee of James Comey. Okay, this is the Obama people. okay?
Mm-hmm.
And also, you have leftovers from Robert Mueller and the FBI, which is Aaron Ross, okay, or Roos, as they call him. And you have leftovers of John Brennan and the CIA.
So, but what's the angle? What's the angle here with the assassination and the Civil War? I'm saying, what's the angle there? That's the reason you called.
Okay, the reason is because the globalist Anglo-American financial system is bankrupt. It's finished. And the only solution is for Trump to go with Glass-Steagall and to build an economic alliance with Russia and China.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So just kind of cause all-out panic, all-out civilization collapse, and just bring in an authoritarian state because they can't prop up their fiat central banks anymore.
They can't prop up their system anymore. Yep.
All right, there might be something to that. I mean, absolutely. I mean, we already know about the corruption of Aaron Ruse, Agent Ruse, I call him. So, yeah, there's no doubt the deep state is actively engaging in acts to bring down this country. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Ashley. Thank you for the call, Tony. Let's go to Ashley in Chicago. Go ahead, Ashley.
Owen?
Hi.
Hello? Hi. I'm just curious about the globalist connection because I believe that astrology might be involved with what they're using as their tool to make their decisions. I believe that you look at J.P. Morgan, he said it's not millionaires, it's billionaires who use astrology. You've got Soros who has his zodiac votes. So I'm just curious if astrology has ever been considered with all this stuff going on, if they're using that, because these people have information that I don't think we know about. I mean,
what do you mean by astrology?
Well, astrology is just an old.
No. I know what astrology is. I'm saying, how would they be using this?
I've heard J.P. Morgan talk about it. Billion. I know.
Okay. No, I see what you're saying. No, what you're saying is, and you're right. These people are obsessed with astrology, folks. It's like, okay, again, an asteroid could hit Earth and change the entire surface of Earth immediately, and people want to freak out about global warming. People know that there's other planets out there that affect this planet's climate. NASA now has to admit there's other planets out there that are huge and that affect basically the Earth's atmosphere and the Earth's rotation. And they know all this. Maybe they know something about planets and a greater rotation of planets that's beyond our just eight planets, but they don't want to tell us about it because maybe it causes a flood or something. Now, as far as what they would be doing to are you saying they time out events around great astrological happenings? Or what are you saying? Because, I mean, well, look, we've had the eclipse. We've had all these blood moons. I mean, so there's all these rare astrological events happening. Is that what you're saying? They're just timing it around the same thing?
Absolutely, because astrology gives people an idea of like a timeline. It gives more power. They know that, hey, this is going on in astrology. This is the perfect time. They plan everything around astrology. I think the people it's billionaires who use astrology. You look around, you can study it. They use this. So I'm just wondering if you guys have done any research into astrology and if it's, you know, what they're part of their plan.
All right, Ashley, you know, from Chicago, thank you for the call. Another interesting angle. We'll be right back with more of your calls. This is the Alex Jones Show. The Alex Jones Show. I'm filling in for Alex today. Second hour.
It's Alex Jones.
Well, President Trump is fulfilling his promises, and it's very rare for a politician to do that. He's repealing some of the regulations from Obama's era. He's dismantling Obamacare. He's now looking at border wall prototypes. He's helping to drain the swamp, all kinds of stuff. But right now, everyone's attention is on Vegas because the FBI is trying to cover this thing up. America's not buying it. The deep state is not going to get away with this one. Let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Go ahead, Janice.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
It's a pleasure to speak to you. Let me make sure my phone's not on speaker. Hold on just 1 second.
All right, you sound good.
Okay, I got it now. No, there was something that really, really struck me. I'm not sure which press conference it was, but the sheriff said that it's an ongoing investigation And when I say I don't know,
I might know. Yeah.
I might. And I'm like, yeah. Wait a minute. What? I would have lost my job if I had been a reporter. Because I would have asked him, sir, would you please repeat that? So what you're saying to me is that if you tell me you don't know something, you might, which would mean you would be lying.
Well, and doesn't that just show you the nature of the reporters that are sitting in the room? I mean, that was one of the shocking things to me. Every time they took questions, how low energy, low IQ their questions would be, and how, again, like you said, the sheriff can just get away with saying something like that, and there's no uproar? There's not even like a hum amongst the press that's there? Like, nothing? Okay. Oh, you're hiding the truth. Okay, yeah, yes, sir.
That really struck me. I couldn't believe that he would say such a thing. You know, you're going to lie and you're going to admit that you're going to lie. That's really something.
Well, I think that he was maybe trying to leave little cookie crumbs or Easter eggs, if you will, just like the radicalization thing. But you specifically said that you wanted to mention the Tropicana SWAT team?
Yes, I saw that when you had showed that. That was really strange.
Yeah, very strange.
I mean, how would you feel? I mean, if I was downtown here in my city, in the lobby of the Monteleone Hotel, and all of a sudden people started walking through and a man had a big gun and was pointing at people.
What is that? That is so not... Let me tell you.
I don't understand
the SWAT
that.
Team is not going to aim guns at civilians like that. Especially if it's just one of them. I mean, it's absurd. Janice, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Jim in Georgia. Go ahead, Jim.
Mr. Owen?
Yes.
We are winning the information war.
Yes, more people are coming to InfoWars. I'm telling you, here's what happens. The mainstream news lies about Trump all day. InfoWars grows. The mainstream news and the FBI lie about the Vegas massacre all day. InfoWars gets a bigger audience because we just tell the truth.
Every time. This is Jim from Justice Militia. I was involved in the Hillary's into some really weird six tough man contest. We are carrying the torch to our capacity. I'm praying for everyone that is a witness to everything that happened in Las Vegas, October 1st and 2nd, I'm going to call it. I want you to examine something, if you would.
You got 60 seconds. Listening.
Yes, sir. O-R-O-R-A Monroe on YouTube. Just posted a video 17 hours ago, might be 18 now, that everyone should check out and pray for her. It was at the Planet Hollywood. If you would please examine that video, everyone. You are all part of the InfoWars, so it's your job. And what an addition to the team. So many great people now on InfoWars. It's not just Alex Jones in the forefront all the time anymore. Thank you so much, every one of you.
That's right. It's been all about the civilians trying to get to the bottom of this because we're not getting any answers. And who knows if we'll ever know the truth. But the big truth is they're clearly trying to cover something up here. Who knows what it is? On the other side, we're going to hear from Paul Joseph Watson, the truth about Hollywood. Oh, yeah. Hollywood is also collapsing. I guess that's just a coincidence with the MAGA movement.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Everybody comes to Hollywood. They wanna make it in the neighborhood. They like the smell of it in Hollywood. How could it hurt you when it looks so good?
The scandal surrounding Harvey Weinstein represents another watershed moment in the culture war. But from a wider perspective, it's just another symptom of Hollywood's terminal decline. More and more people are beginning to get jaded by popular culture. Hollywood just had its worst US box office summer season in 25 years. A 16% drop in revenue compared to last year. In the US, less tickets were sold in 2016 compared to 2002. Despite there being almost double the number of movies playing in 2016 and a higher population. Americans are bored out of their minds and they're voting with their dollar. Studios once felt they could take more risks because even if a movie was a box office flop, DVD sales could recoup the loss. That safety net's disappearing fast. DVD sales are plummeting because Netflix and other on-demand services are eating up that market. That puts the onus on the studio not to take any risks. That's why there seems to be such a lack of diversity, such a paucity of new ideas. Everything is just a recycled franchise of superhero sequels because they know that brand recognition is always going to play well in the foreign market, mainly China. But now even those movies are starting to flop too. Everything is so stale, unimaginative, and tedious. But there's another reason for Hollywood's decline. With the political climate so polarized, many on the right are boycotting Hollywood because it's now become the primary vehicle for left-wing narratives. Make no mistake about it, this is a backlash against social engineering that is now prevalent in modern movies. Even the far-left LA Times is asking, has Hollywood lost touch with American values? Look at Jennifer Lawrence, for example. Days after she goes on a bizarre anti-Trump global warming rant,
we voted, and it was really startling.
Her new movie bombs and she announces she's quitting acting for 2 years. And yes, the primary reason is because the movie sucked. But with anti-Trump hysteria running rampant, studios, directors, and actors increasingly see it as their role to become culture warriors, while pleasing the gods of political correctness by obsessing about diversity and gender balance. Top film critics with huge influence like Owen Gleiberman are openly calling on movies and awards shows to get even more political. Amplifying far-left axioms has taken precedence over and above what should be their only concern, making a good frigging movie. Conservative actors in Hollywood have been shunned for decades. James Woods famously said he never expected to work in Hollywood again after criticizing Obama. I'm routinely contacted by actors who have been fired or lost roles because their conservative beliefs were outed or because they voted for Trump. Being conservative in Hollywood is akin to being gay in the 1950s. They literally have to create clandestine secret societies just to be able to express their beliefs without fear of punitive measures.
The group is called Friends of Abe, named after Abraham Lincoln, and it's made up of 1,500 conservative members of the entertainment industry. They gather for things like meals and drinks and to learn about the political process.
We see the same thing with TV. Despite good ratings, ABC canceled Tim Allen's Last Man Standing, with Allen making it clear why they took that decision.
I said, there's nothing more dangerous to me, especially in this climate, than a funny, likable conservative. That was the most dangerous thing, that because he was mitigated on the show by a family of women that had different opinions. Yeah. But the guy was a likable guy and really was a principled guy just about work and ethics and all this stuff. I think there's nothing more dangerous right now than a likable conservative.
But then look at late night TV. The less they focus on comedy and the more they focus on spouting left-wing talking points, the further their ratings plummet. All of these shows combined can barely get 8 million viewers. Jay Leno used to pull in almost that on his own. Could it possibly have anything to do with the fact that all these men share the same bland stance on every single issue, and that one show is barely any different from the next? Everybody comes to Hollywood. The 1970s is widely acknowledged by film buffs as the best decade for consistently high-quality movies. Why? Because directors were given the freedom to experiment. The directors had the power, not the studio. Their main focus was narrative and character development, not whether the cast ticked enough diversity boxes, not whether they genuflected forcefully enough to prevailing left-wing dogma. Now those factors are paramount, the quality of movies is noticeably declining. On the flip side, movies and TV shows that don't bow to identity politics, thought police, are becoming more popular. Over the last 5 years, we've seen a rash of successful throwback-style TV shows that have at their core the rediscovery of stereotypically masculine traits. Hunting, guns, cars. Now that's starting to cross over into movies. Look at the new Kingsman film. Three white men, God forbid, play the lead roles. How rare would that be now in Hollywood? Look at the first Kingsman. The baddie is an insane environmentalist who wants to save the planet by culling the human race.
When you get a virus, you get a fever. That's the human body raising its core temperature to kill the virus. Planet Earth works the same way. Global warming is the fever. Mankind is the virus.
Do you really think the same people who bestowed Leo Private Jet DiCaprio with an Oscar so he had a platform to drone on about climate change would ever allow that depiction in a mainstream Hollywood production? That's not to say Kingsman is overtly political. It isn't. But it definitely has anti-Hollywood, anti-Silicon Valley populist strains. Don't take my word for it. The Guardian, which is hardly Breitbart.com, acknowledged that its success was partly due to its populist disposition. And look at the outcome. Despite being panned by the critics and by establishment lefty film reviewers, when it came to the box office, Kingsman 2 outperformed a string of Hollywood blockbusters, including Pirates of the Caribbean and Wonder Woman. Why was it panned by the critics? Because the director, Matthew Vaughn, accurately talks about how Hollywood is in crisis, and they despise him for it. The success of Kingsman amongst ordinary punters suggests that he's right to play the contrarian. We don't have a bunch of Hollywood suits telling us what to do, said Vaughn. If we did, I promise you wouldn't be liking the movie. There's clearly an appetite for classical authenticity represented by Kingsman, and a growing distaste for dogmatic virtue signaling represented by mainstream Hollywood. But in terms of mass entertainment, it's not just Hollywood that people are turning away from. The 2017 VMAs, a relentless rhetorical vomit fest of anti-Trump pearl clutching.
If we were to all stand up united as one, our impact, it would be...
drew the lowest ratings in MTV's history. Its viewership has been declining for years. The Emmy Awards, during which Stephen Colbert repeatedly sniped at Trump throughout his opening monologue, also had its worst result ever in the key viewing demographic. We see the same phenomenon in sports. ESPN, which seems to be transforming from a sports network into some kind of social justice activist hybrid, has lost 7.4% of its subscribers in just 2 years. Its average total viewers have dropped 19.4% since 2014. Those drops are partly due to ESPN jumping on every identity politics bandwagon that comes along. Case in point, ESPN rebranded its Sports Center show to include political debate. Same result, they lost viewers. Same with the NFL. Since the take a knee controversy, ratings are down. The NFL has already lost millions of viewers since last year over the same issue. A new poll shows that 80% of Americans want less politics during sporting events. Recall the huge sigh of relief when Lady Gaga's halftime Super Bowl performance didn't include anything political. A clear majority of Americans say they're watching less football this year, with 69% saying it's because they're sick of, quote, players using the NFL as a stage for their political views. Whereas movies, music, and sports once provided a refuge for people seeking to escape political polarization, these forms of popular culture are now the main vehicle of indoctrination. This probably reflects the left's nervousness that it's losing ground in the culture war. Having dominated for so long, there's a growing insecurity that the tide could be turning. Generation Z is the most conservative since World War II. That's why the left feels the urge to constantly reinforce their dogma. Politics is downstream from culture, which is why both the left and the right wage holy war over the messages embedded in movies, television, music, and sports. And the left is beginning to feel its grasp slipping. Popular culture and counterculture cannot...
All right, that's Paul Joseph Watson. The full video is on Infowars.com. Video, The Truth About Hollywood. We'll take your calls on the other side, looking for the truth about Vegas. This is Infowars Live.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Normally you would be hearing from Alex Jones on a Sunday from 4 to 6 Central, but filling in for Alex today, I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. We are live till 6 p.m. Central here. And if you're new to Infowars, then you should check out our store and check out our specials that we're running right now, including 50% off the entire line of Emmerich's Essentials. Now, this is a special deal because what we have at Emmerich's Essentials is a line of products that are all natural, that don't include the toxic ingredients in things that are household items such as bug spray, deodorant, mouthwash, sunscreen. And these are the things that are in the Emmerich's Essential Household product line. 50% off right now. Folks, as soon as you find out what's in the bug spray, what's in the sunscreen, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-doubter. And we've got 50% off the outdoor pack right now. That is the sunscreen, and that is the bug spray. Just do a little research into the ingredients in bug spray, specifically DEET, and you will want the all-natural BOA bug spray from Emmerich's Essentials. But there's also the mouthwash, the shampoo, the body wash, the mouthwash, the deodorant. I mean, it's all there. Emmerich's Essentials, 50% off the entire product line. And I'm sure if you visit anyone from InfoWars house that you'll find the entire line, my house included. And don't forget the big special that's still going. I don't know how it's still going. 50% off BrainForce Plus. This product is so popular, I literally have people, I'm not exaggerating, I literally have people texting me at 2 o'clock in the morning for literally just grates of it, like whole boxes of it. And it's 50% off. We don't have to sell it 50% off. We just do because we want to give you the best deal. 4.6 stars, almost 5,200 reviews right now. 50% off BrainForce Plus, all natural nutraceutical product. It's BrainForce. You want to get more energy? You want to get more focus? BrainForce Plus. Just listen to all of the people that call in to the Alex Jones Show, all of the guests that we have on. They love BrainForce, rave reviews, and that's why we're selling it 50% off, because we know that you're going to like it as well once you try it. So BrainForce Plus, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, along with a lot of great other specials. And then once you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you support us and we launch to the next level. Why aren't we getting the videos from Las Vegas? Why don't we get any of the surveillance videos? Why don't we get to see any of that? We know that they have it. They have video right above the windows that he was shooting out of, Paddock, the alleged shooter, was shooting out of, the lone gunman theory. But we don't get to see any of that. And what if the victims started making that demand? What if the victims started demanding some of these answers? Wonder what would happen. Let's go to Clint in Dallas, wants to talk about the Vegas shooting. Go ahead, Clint.
Hey there, Owen.
Hi.
Hi. In the FBI statement on Friday, they stated very specifically and succinctly that the aviation fuel containers could not have been exploded by a bullet.
Yes, and he was firing. They also confirmed he was firing at those, or someone was firing at those.
Now, I was raised around aircraft. I'm a private pilot. What's not common knowledge to most people is the fact that aviation fuel is nothing more than 100-octane, triple-filtered, leaded gasoline. Now, what happens when you spark on concrete next to gasoline? It will ignite. Now, on the flip side of that, jet fuel is diesel fuel or a highly refined kerosene, which has to be in a gaseous form or a mist form to combust. So we have a major inaccuracy here in the facts that they're giving.
Slice it to me like a layman, because I'm not exactly sure where you're going.
Okay. Aviation fuel is, the only difference between aviation fuel and the gasoline you put in your car is it's more.
Okay, but I guess what I'm asking is, what is the relevance to the fact that he was shooting at these tanks?
Because in their statement on Friday, they specifically said that they spoke with specialists in this field that a bullet could not have ignited the fuel.
Okay, and you're saying that that's not true?
That's not. Take gasoline. Put gasoline in a metal can. Take your Glock or whatever and shoot that can, and it will explode. You do the same thing with a diesel fuel, it will not, which is what...
Well, now, I did hear them basically claim that the structure that holds the gas is built in some way that it wasn't actually able to get to the point where it would explode. Are you familiar with that?
He also stated in the same press conference that those tanks are constantly venting the fumes. Therefore, the fumes are what ignites. Now, a bullet...
So then what do you think... are they making that up, or what do you think...
That's just the first part of, okay, it's a question of, okay, what are they not telling us? Did they not actually talk to somebody? Did they just shoot from the hip on this? There's a lot of... It's just a question mark. What is the... That's the one of the things that raises eyebrow about their statement right off the bat, too.
Okay, so you're not buying the narrative that they shot at the fuel tank, hit it, and it didn't explode.
Exactly.
Okay.
Something that I don't have, obviously, the information that they should have access to.
Well, you're the pilot, and you have some expertise on this, so I'll believe you on that. The only thing I could say is they claimed that there was basically some sort of, I don't know if it was built to protect from this sort of thing, but essentially there's some sort of design of this tank that didn't allow the bullet to fully pierce. But again, this is Clint. He's the expert. He's the pilot saying that he's not buying it. All right, Clint, thank you for the call. Let's go to Victor. Go ahead, Victor. You're in Las Vegas.
Hey, Owen.
Hey.
I can answer that previous question for you very easily, but this whole thing's an op. Okay, remember me? I told you to be a pit bull.
Okay.
Is that ringing a bell now? Would you like the help of a sheepdog? Because I can give you a conversation, not a call. If you guys can skip the next break, I can write a check. It's up to you.
Well, I can't skip any breaks, but you're on air right now, so why don't you start talking?
All right. Well, I think what we've seen in Vegas was a very, very bad Hollywood production put together by James Cameron, Harvey Weinstein, and the rest, transformed into a Vegas show that even horrified the children outside the theater. It was an ugly, ugly incident. And I can get into it on the other side of the break if you need to take one right now.
Boy, I'll tell you, Victor has a lot of moxie trying to run this show. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold Victor over because I appreciate the moxie and he can try to finish his point on the other side. Hey, look, I said, it's just a coincidence that there's a harvest in front of a pyramid, as if that's some sort of crazy thing. So why not take Victor?
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I know because Victor offered to cut a check for InfoWars and we held him over that he's going to go to InfoWarsStore.com right after this and buy an Alexa Pure Breeze to clean up his house from all the toxicants in the air. So let's go back to Victor in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Victor. Victor. Wow. Don't tell me Victor.
I'm here.
All right. Now go ahead, Victor.
Yeah, I wanted to start this out first, Owen, saying I do respect all the work you're doing, definitely. And I'd like to begin the show with an FBI copyright warning. For those who don't understand counter surveillance, the next time anybody wants to go ahead and try to bury a seal in my drive shaft, let me tell you that the six-man team that was sitting on you recorded everything, okay?
All right, Victor, I have no idea what you're talking about, man. I got to let you go. I'm sorry. I just have no idea what you're talking about. Let's go to Greg in Iowa.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Greg.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up two facets of this Vegas investigation, two factors that I think are pretty significant, if true, that have not been mentioned hardly anywhere. One is a post on 4chan, which was within a couple of weeks prior to the shooting warning.
Yeah, it was September 10th.
Yes, of an event where Michael Chertoff was going to profit from body scanners and that Sheldon Adelson, who interestingly enough met with Trump within hours of the shooting, don't know if there's any significance to that, was planning to install into his casinos.
And, well, sure, it's significant. Don't forget that Trump owns casinos.
Yes, indeed. The other facet I wanted to mention is the fact that I don't hear this mentioned either from InfoWars or from the so-called liberal media is that the source of Stephen Paddock's alleged connection to Islam comes from Rita Katz's site intelligence, which I believe is practically an extension of Israeli intelligence. And why is it that it's always Israeli intelligence and its outliers in the West that are putting out this information about ISIS and all this? We keep hearing about the ISIS and Antifa connections. We don't hear about the possible connection, elements or the factors that Israel and prominent Zionists may have a lot to gain from an attack like this. And I think precedent shows that Israel may indeed have a lot to gain from this.
Well, okay. What does Israel have to gain from this?
Well, keep people scared of terrorism, and that benefits Israel.
Hmm. Well, I don't really follow that thought pattern, but okay. Thank you for the call, Greg. I know he's not alone in this. In fact, anytime anything happens, you know, Israel seems to be the benefactor on the back end. All right, let's just stay with this trend. Let's go ahead and take Antoine in California. We got a trend going here, so go ahead, Antoine.
Hey, I have some stuff. So we need some stuff we can run to and not away from. And we need to start, like, with the nukes already went off. We need to rebuild the White House, have AK factories so we could all sleep thanks to them, and Gatling lasers that are 5 watt that you get on the internet. And you need to add BioPQ just to most products in a super small dose. Have some Anker solar panels, about $50. And I hate that $800 iPhone. Freaking crazy. Phone that costs $800.
It's like $1,000 now, I think, for the latest one. It scans your face, though, Antoine. Antoine, it's going to take a nice, highly detailed picture of your face for the facial recognition technology that they'll build into all the cameras around the world. So you won't be able to get off the grid, Antoine. All right, well, we just had a weird trend of just callers that were all over the board on this Vegas deal. Let's change topics for a second because we've got Lana who wants to call in and talk about the California fires. So you've got the death toll with the California fires up to 40. Go ahead and roll some of this B-roll as we go to Lana's phone call. You know, this is pretty serious devastation. It's not getting too much attention, and it's just as devastating as anything you're going to see from a flood, and you've almost had a death toll almost as high as the Las Vegas massacre with 400 people still missing. It could still eclipse the amount of death we saw at the Las Vegas massacre. But look at these homes, folks. You know, if you haven't seen this footage yet, you may have not paid much attention to the California wildfire, but you see this footage and all of a sudden you realize what they're actually going through. This fire completely devastated at least 13 counties. We're talking close to 200,000 acres, folks. Okay? And again, because this isn't really getting much coverage as to what happened and because wildfires happen, nobody's really talking about potential funny business here. Nobody's talking about the fact that Governor Jerry Brown rejected the Russian technology with the Russian airplane that's bigger than the ones we use. So it was harder to fight these things. But there were also calls from ISIS to burn cities to the ground. And with all the other crap that's going on, why not be questioning this as well? But regardless, it's very serious. Death toll at 40, 400 people still missing. And you can see in this footage, folks, I mean, completely, these houses are gone. Just gone. Literally burnt to ash. Pools completely evaporated. Let's go to Lena in Salt Lake City. Go ahead, Lena.
Hi, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I was watching a YouTube video the other night. And there was a man on there that said that he was up late one night till 1 o'clock in the morning, and he was out on his back patio, and he noticed blue sparks in the sky, that there were all of a sudden these blue sparks in the sky, and then these fires just took off, just raging fires.
So I've heard multiple eyewitnesses saying that, but those could be transformers exploding.
Oh, well, he thought it was HAARP. That's what his theory was.
Hmm.
And then I had another comment, too, about the George Soros thing, where Anderson Cooper came on and said that Alice was...
Oh, my gosh. I can't... That just happened, like, what was that, last Friday they just pulled that crap, or Thursday or something? Yeah, unbelievable lies.
Right. And one thing that Anderson Cooper said was that George Soros was 14 when the war ended, which is false.
No.
George Soros said himself that he was 14 when the war began.
Well, you could easily fact check that. I haven't even thought to fact check that. You could easily fact check that just by looking at George Soros' birthday and then seeing, you know. So that's actually easy to fact check. I don't know if you've actually done that yet, but heck, we've got a crew here. They can do that real quick.
Yeah, so I just thought I'd mention that because I thought, nope, that's not correct.
Very interesting. But anyway, see what they do. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thanks for all you're doing. You know, this is just a great show. We watch it all day long. You're the only thing that we watch.
Well, wow. Thank you so much. You know, it's your support that keeps us going, and this is why we do it, because we want to start brush fires of liberty and the awakening process in the minds and hearts of Americans. So thank you so much for your call, Lana. Let's take one more call. Let's squeeze one more in. Let's go to the Mad Christian in Tennessee. Whole litany of callers this segment. Go ahead.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, well, I called in for something else, but I just seen something I want to share with you guys. Have you seen the Illuminati Las Vegas card?
Yeah, I looked at it. There's some weirdness there.
But
there always is.
The Jack and Ace of Spades. Did you know that Jason Aldean went and got that tattoo put on?
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Of all the coincidences, that's just one I'm going to ignore.
Okay, it is a coincidence. Okay, can you ignore this coincidence? This whole Trump thing that you push... Trump is never going to tell us that we're under military government, and no president, no congressman, no senator will ever call for the repeal of Proclamation 2039 or 24.
Well, I mean, Trump is surrounded by generals, so I mean...
It don't matter. I mean, this is what it's all about.
When you say military president, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, yeah, that's why he's always surrounded by the flag, trim, the gold fringe, and the gold tassel. We're under military government, and he's never going to change that.
Well, he's changing an awful lot, so maybe he doesn't change that, but I've got a story here about all the things he's fixed, or at least changed on. Climate, free trade, healthcare, immigration, foreign policy. So, you're right, he's not perfect, but he's better than Hillary.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we just had a caller talking about Trump being a military president, and I don't know how much that caller knows about what he's saying, but there's a lot of elements of truth to that. But he's doing what we put him in office to do. He's one of us. And he's dismantling Obamacare now. This was a story from the Daily Mail, Trump and the dismantling of Obama's legacy. And again, look at all the things that Trump has done since we've put him in office. He's been strong on climate, pushing back against the liberal narrative on climate. He's been strong on trade, trying to get fair trade reinstigated by terminating things such as the TPP. He's trying to rid us of Obamacare. He's not getting any help from Congress there, but he's trying. He's strengthened the border, his stance on immigration, and of course, foreign policy. So he's doing exactly what we put him in there to do. Is he perfect? No. Is he maybe perhaps playing some give and take? Perhaps he has to. But my goodness, can you imagine if Hillary Clinton got elected? I cannot even imagine. And this was a story from Forbes, which is pretty much right down the middle, I would say, if you took an overall aggregate of all of Forbes' stories. Sorry, everybody, but Trump hasn't instigated the Obamacare apocalypse. Again, you know, they sit here and they blame Trump, or they'll demonize Trump over it. He didn't sign it. In fact, he's the only one in this whole process that never had any fingerprints on Obamacare at all. Zero. But then NPR, they got to have their spin. Trump administration to end Obamacare subsidies for the poor. Well, even though your virtue signaling headline is an attempt to do just that and demonize Trump, sorry, this is America and not a socialist country. Trump kills key Obamacare subsidies, what it means. And then CNN goes about and spins it in their own way. But even they have a tough time spinning this because they realize people don't want Obamacare. They're not happy with their Obamacare. And again, another example of how they don't understand, Democrat Senator Murphy, this is Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, says that Trump's plan to end Obamacare subsidies is health care arson. Good. Burn Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, to the ground. They don't get it. That's what we want. But these are the type of people we're dealing with, folks. This is from Chris Menahan of Information Liberation, reposted at Infowars.com. Apple diversity chief apologizes for saying white people can be diverse. Yes, you're hearing me right. Apple VP of Inclusion. So this is the diversity chief, the VP of Inclusion. Two job titles, two positions that only exist in the 21st century and will never exist again. Denise Young Smith apologized on Friday for saying that a group of blue-eyed blonde men can contribute to diversity because of their different life experiences. Oh my gosh. How dare she? How dare she say that white people could add to diversity? It's not possible, says the liberal. Representative Barbara Lee tweets, these comments undermine progress. Racial diversity must be at the forefront of Silicon Valley's agenda. You know, I don't know who this, find out who this Representative Barbara Lee is. We need to know who she is now. Go to her Twitter account. Let's find out who she is. This is how pathetic these people are. Where is she from? California. Shocking. I'm shocked. Barbara Lee is from California. I'm shocked. Oh my gosh. No way. These comments undermine progress. Okay, so you're just admitting that you want less white people. That's what you just admitted. So if you don't have white people, that's considered progress, is less white people. That's Barbara Lee from California. And then she says, again, indicating where their head is, racial diversity must be at the forefront of Silicon Valley's agenda. Really? Racial diversity? How about technology? How about groundbreaking inventions? How about things that make technology more efficient, work better, integrating this into our infrastructure? No. No. Racial diversity. So what do you think is going to happen when you got a bunch of clowns running around who put racial diversity at the top of their list instead of character, actual effectiveness? You're going to have Democrat-run cities like Chicago, where they have the most gun laws and the most murders. You're going to have states like California that are so in debt, they couldn't succeed if they wanted to. You're going to have states like Illinois that can't pay their bills. You're going to get bills like Obamacare that fail. And then she gets bullied into making this statement. I regret the choice of words I used to make this point. That's right. You can't say white people can be included in anything. I understand why some people took offense. Oh, you understand people have been brainwashed. My comments were not representative of how I think about diversity or how Apple sees it. For that, I'm sorry. That's right. No whites. And that's diversity. Apple Insider noted that the company is working aggressively not to hire white people. Okay. So congratulations. Apple is now openly and officially racist against white people. So, I mean, should white people boycott Apple? What do you think would happen if white people boycotted Apple? How do you think that would go? It would go the exact same way that the NFL's learned the hard way, that you boycott the anthem, people boycott you. So that's what Apple would learn. Let's take a couple more calls here. Let's see. How about Richard from Rhode Island? Go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, hi, Owen. How are you?
Good.
Being that you shifted from Vegas to Donald Trump, can I comment something about Donald Trump?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that the left is winning because the mainstream media is the propaganda arm, and he really, if he has to take the military, he should shut them down, declare and replace them with people that actually report the news, declare a state of emergency, let the American citizens know this is...
Well, he has kind of furrowed some feathers over there by saying he's thinking about removing licenses for fake news. I don't think he'll actually do that. I think he's just ruffling feathers. But I have to disagree with you, and I think this is a very key point to make. They want you to feel defeated. They want you to think you're losing. That is why they're doing what they're doing. That is why they're pushing the Russian narrative. That is why they're on the attack of Trump all day long. And that's why they echo it on all of their stations, on all of their subsidiaries, because that's the PSYOP, is to make you think you're losing. You are winning, Richard. America is winning. We are kicking their ass, okay? Trump is removing the Obama-era legislation, and we, the people, are boycotting things that are anti-American. So we are kicking ass. Do not let their PSYOP trick you into thinking otherwise. That is the entire point of what the mainstream news is trying to do. Now, you said you wanted to talk about Paddock.
Yeah. There was a picture of Paddock and a woman, and they said the authorities said the woman was of interest. Paddock was in a wheelchair. Sounds to me like a drugged-out MKUltra candidate, to me. I don't think he fired a shot.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know. Well, I knew that the girlfriend was in a wheelchair when she got out of the airport or the airplane.
Well, he was in a wheelchair, and it looked like it was at the hotel.
When was he in a wheelchair?
Well, I don't know, but it was him in a wheelchair. I saw the photograph.
All right, well, I've not seen that photograph, so unfortunately I can't comment.
But I saw that shooter in the crowd, Owen. That's pretty...
No. I'm sorry. I've reviewed that video. I completely disagree. It was a flashlight. I'm positive.
I heard the rat-tat-tat.
Well, there was a lot of rat-tat-tat that night. But, you know, hey, look. Everyone's doing their own research. I don't think that there was a shooter in the crowd. A, because they weren't going to let someone with a gun into the event. They had security before you went in.
Did you hear they locked all the exits just before the shooting? That's another report.
But again, you watch the video and you clearly see security guards and police officer pointing people to the exit saying it's open. So you just got to be careful not to believe everything you see out there. I understand how you want to absorb everything and see everything, and the official story doesn't make sense, so you're just looking for truth, but you got to be very careful when trying to decide what's fact and fiction when looking into these things for yourself. Thank you, Richard. Let's go one last caller, John in Vegas. Go ahead. You got 50 seconds.
Hey, is this John in New York?
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, brother, what's up, man? Listen, a couple things real quick. I like that you call this guy Ruse, because that's what I call him, too. What we need to look into is the fact that we know he was appointed by Comey, but here's the thing. You got Comey, Clinton, and Podesta, obviously. There's a Megan Ruse. She's an administrator in California. Her last name is spelled exactly the same. Her father just happens to be John Podesta.
I've heard these reports. I've seen these reports. Unfortunately, I'm yet to verify it. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm not saying it's true. So it all just is more strange if it is true. Again, I have no way of verifying that. But if that's true, then it certainly raises red flags. Folks, support us at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we make it possible. David Knight live tomorrow, 8 a.m. Central. And then the Alex Jones Show, 11 a.m. Central. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.